So how much of your prayer life is talking at God versus how much of it is waiting on Him, listening out for Him, hearing Him speak into your life? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I know this is going to shock you. It shocked me too, I have to tell you. But prayer is more, so much more than just rattling off our shopping list to God. Now, don't get me wrong, I absolutely believe in asking God for His blessing and His provision and His guidance. But if our prayer life is a one-sided affair, then it's not going to be much of a relationship, is it? If your prayer life is you talking at God, then just imagine what you're missing out on. Hearing the voice of God, hearing God speaking back to you. Because that's what the Holy Spirit is ready, willing, and able to do. John chapter 10, verses 1 to 4. Jesus said, "It is certainly true that when a man enters the sheep pen, he should use the gate. If he climbs in some other way, he's obviously a robber. He's trying to steal the sheep. But the man who takes care of the sheep enters through the gate. He is the true shepherd. The man who guards the gate opens the gate for the shepherd. And the sheep listen to the voice of the shepherd. He calls his own sheep using their names. And he leads them out. He brings all of his sheep out. Then he goes ahead of them and leads them. The sheep follow him because they know his voice." Do you know his voice? Have you heard that sweet, quiet, powerful whisper in your heart? If not, be still. Just wait on him. He will speak. Absolutely, he will. That's God's word. Fresh. For you today. Let me tell you, Jesus is the true shepherd and his sheep know his voice. If we don't, how will we ever follow him? That's why it's so important to become a man or a woman of God's word. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.